Thank you, Jenny. And now, back to the news.
Norwich City Centre was bursting with love, acceptance and, most of all, pride as thousands of people snaked through the streets draped in rainbow flags. More than 10,000 people turned out to solidify Norwich's reputation as a city of diversity as the 11th Norwich Pride was held. The parade was set off by town crier Mike Wabe with a specially written cry starting "Okay, okay," as opposed to the traditional "Oh yay." And after a message of tolerance, acceptance and standing up for who you are, Mr. Wabe, along with Lord Mayor Vaughan Thomas and boxer Anthony Ogogo, started the march with a call of "And God save you, Queens." Peter Sheehan, a 27-year-old researcher at the University of East Anglia, was joined at the parade with his parents, Anne and Michael. Peter, from Norwich, said, "Pride is always special, but it means so much more when it's in your own city, with the people that you love. It's a privilege and a pleasure and an honour to be here, especially with my parents, because not everyone is accepted by the ones they love."
Residents at a Norwich care home celebrated Norfolk Day with a nostalgic event. Staff, relatives and residents gathered over cups of tea and slices of cake to share their memories of life in Norfolk at Badger's Wood Care Home in Drayton near Norwich on Saturday. Pauline Johnson, who lives at the home, said, "This is a great idea to celebrate what Norfolk means to us and to get us all thinking and talking about our memories of living in this wonderful place." While fellow resident Joan Boast added, "We're all proud of where we live, and it's lovely to see the county recognised like this." Home manager Anne Riches said, "We are passionate about the local community and take every opportunity to be involved in projects that truly mean something to our residents. This is a great way for families, residents and staff to all come together and celebrate something we have in common, our pride in this beautiful county."
A new store for savvy shoppers, which recycles pre-loved items, is to open next month in Castle Mall, raising money to help young people. YMCA Norfolk is to open a new store where customers can enjoy thrifty finds and sustainable, environmentally friendly bargains, which supports the local community. The new shop is due to open on the ground floor in August and will sell second-hand items, including clothes, furniture, electrical goods, books and homeware. Andrew Smith, the YMCA store manager, said, "We're really proud to be welcomed to Castle Mall and to be opening a new shop in the heart of the city centre. The location means we will be able to introduce new people to our charity, and the size of the store means we can sell larger items. Second-hand furniture in particular is always really popular with people looking for more individual interior design pieces, as well as those wanting to find a great bargain. Everyone who shops with us will be helping to transform the lives of young people, and those who join our team will be working together to make a real difference."
An East Asian drinking craze is taking off in Norwich, with queues building up outside the doors of a newly opened store. Adrian Moyer graduated from the University of East Anglia with an aircraft engineering degree, but after working in the industry, decided he wanted to launch his own bubble tea shop. And after starting, he has found success with Moyer Bubble Tea, with queues forming as soon as he opens up. Mr. Moyer, of 30 years old, was introduced to bubble tea, which hails from East Asia, by his girlfriend, Ruby Lai, who is now helping him in the store, along with his dad. He first worked in a bubble tea venue in Soho, London, learning the art of balancing the flavour of green tea with milk and fruit. "It's a bit like making a cocktail, but without the alcohol," he said. "I wanted to create the feeling of a cocktail bar, with neon signs, and yet there's no alcohol at all. But we do create really colourful drinks, which are perfect to post on Instagram." Bubble tea comes in all kinds of flavours and varieties, with many containing tapioca balls. Customers can choose the amount of sugar, milk or ice they want, and also opt for flavoured jellies or clear balls of fruit juice, known as boba, in their drinks. Each gets properly sealed by a machine so you can take them away. Then you pierce the lid with a straw which is wide enough to enjoy the tapioca. A queue was already forming by 11 a.m. when it opened.
So that's all on this part of Chatterbox. It's goodbye from Alison Aplin.
And David Potten.
Please stay tuned for Information Desk, some more news and a feature about August.